How much may one say to explain Torah to Goyim? I mean, if a guy asks you, like, what are those strings that are hanging on your side? Can you explain to me what is that? What's the purpose of you wearing that? You're not supposed to tell him anything that needs Torah Shabbat Peh. Anything in Torah B'Ksav, Torah Shabbat B'Ksav, you are allowed to say. This is often a Paiskim, often a Zachan. The Torah Shabbat Bimalt, whatever, the Torah is for all Goyim, they can all read it. Torah Shabbat Peh, Avdem Shteit, that. The pasuk of Bereshit, the pasuk of Shteit in the Sefer Lukas Mishpatim Bal Yedom, as it is to teach Goy Torah. I'm reminded of a story. This is many years ago. Many years ago, I was in a barber shop, and some Goyish woman came in there to get her son a haircut. I was already there without the yarmulke, and she comes over to me and says, "Are you a rabbi?" So I knew that she wants to hear something about religion, so I said, no, I'm not a rabbi. So she says, but are you an Orthodox Jew? I said, I am an Orthodox Jew, but I'm not a rabbi, and if you have any questions, you know, direct it elsewhere. And she said, no, it's just a very simple question, and, you know, like, Chicky, just, and I said to her, I'm sorry, I don't talk religion outside the faith. If you're not Jewish, you know, I can talk to you about sports, education, business, but I cannot talk to you about religion unless you're in the faith. No, just a small question, and then at that point she starts directing it to the barber, who is an old Italian shaykh. But just she wanted me to hear it so I would answer, because I would tell them I didn't want to answer. And the question went something like this. At this piece, Rosh Hashanah, she has a Jewish friend that called her up and told her, congratulations, I inscribed you in the Book of Life. And she wondered, like, what does that mean? And what does she owe her friend for having inscribed her in the Book of Life? So I was completely ignoring it, because that's Taka Mishpatim Ba Yidori. This, that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. The Torah was not Megala, it's only B'Torah Shel Peh. And it's Nim Sil Chacham Midor Dor, but it's not in the Chumash. So it's not something I would want to, you know, I was correct in, like, ignoring and asking her not to even ask me, because I would not want to be megal of that. So I just kept ignoring it. The barber was really getting annoyed with her, because I tipped him well, and, like, he knew she was getting on my nerves, so he was trying to say, go sit down, and, like what she owes her Jewish friend. And so there was at that time, you can imagine, he used to find a Bala Bus that was taking a haircut in the chair next to me. So this was before the cell phone, but he pulled out a Palm Pilot, and he starts pressing. And he says, ma'am, according to my records, you're not there inscribed in the Book of Life, so you don't know anything. So between the two of us, we took good care of her, but yeah, well, it's something you have to talk and be careful of. You know, this not teaching Torah to Ummah Sa'ilah. It's often a problem if, let's say, you're giving a drosha, and you're giving a drosha in English, and if you give a skilled drosha with good oratorical skills, you have the janitor could stop and listen and want to hear what you're saying. So are you running into such a problem of mishpatim ba yidoyim, especially if you're giving a theme and something, you know, these are things that a person has to be careful of. This is it can issue. Lo yishmati that kula. Lo yishmati, I don't know. A major says it, okay, so you can be a diary of a major. Okay, so I said, this is Allah Hashayat, you don't have to be bothered. Okay. But like you find yourself on a plane and you think you're making a Chilul Hashem by not explaining to him the religion or what that book is or something like that, you are making a terrible mistake. Kiyum HaTorah is way before this Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem business. That is the Kiddush Hashem to do, live on Pitera, and that's all there is to it. Like don't get fascinated on anything, you know. Did you say the purpose of why you learn? No. What, I mean, you, okay, why do you learn Taka? What would you explain to a Jew? Tell me what you would explain. And then I'll explain to you why you can't say it. Do you have an explanation? You can say because it says that it's just one of the commandments, or you can say something more intelligent than that. So what are you going to say? Put up. We're all interested. You see what I'm saying? So that's the punch of what to say. First, you got to know the right answer. Listen, to say the wrong answer, that's not teaching Torah, but it's just not knowledge credit and say the wrong stuff. To say the right stuff could really be teaching Torah if you megala what the Messiah's Torah is in the world. That's not Zachar Vashtet and Torah Shemizav. And whatever you explain to a guy, he has no concept what it means. Has no concept. You can only talk about Torah Shemizav. Mishnah them, you can't even give a guy an eight to Torah. Al pi halacha. And I'm not even going to give him an eight to Torah. Something which is maybe good for humanity, b'chlal, you know, that may be allowed to tell him. Unless you want to get him off drugs because you're afraid he's going to be mazik a yid or something like that. Something which is punishable for humanity, you're afraid he's trying to protect the yid. That could be a little different.
It's your job, is that different? Giving them eight to time? Let's say you're a financial advisor or something.
You're usually doing it for yourself, though. But doing it l'shma, not so punishable. You're doing it for yourself. You want to get some of your little cut. I mean, whatever. Yeah. So that, you know, again, these are legal shaylos that you got to ask her off. But the times I asked her off about giving the cleaning lady an extra bottle of booze just that she should be more dedicated to service or not, you know, that they always make a lot, you know, because you're doing it for yourself just to make sure that she's more connected to the work over here and not take another job and things like that. You know, those things they don't make a lot.